Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here of this live Saturday edition of the program. As always, the phones are open. If you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
Good to have you. We continue with your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. We were talking earlier about the economy with inflation, of course. It's a real thing. And it keeps on getting worse. They're not going to be deflating the currency anytime soon. So,
no, that's our job.
Yeah, there's certain things that you can do to protect yourself about that. And surprisingly, even Ted Cruz and Sean Hannity spoke about it a few weeks back.
Do you know how the Book of Evil is referred to as the Necronomicon?
Yeah.
So all of the Keynesian books about economy, these would be the Economicon.
So we can talk more about that. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Let's go to the phones. It's Derek. He's listening to KXLY there in Spokane. Go ahead, Derek.
Derek.
In Washington State.
Derek in Spokane.
Spokane? Sorry about that. Did I get it wrong? I keep getting that wrong.
That's fine. I think that's one of the other Bob Rivers twisted tunes is he did Eric Clapton, "If you wanna get down in the town of Spokane."
Right.
Even though it's pronounced Spokane, if you're from there.
He was there, and I forget what he wanted to talk about. So if you're, if you got disconnected accidentally, you're always welcome to call back. Thank you, Derek. The number is 603-283-6160. So, Ted Cruz. I mean, normally I don't talk about politicians.
But every
on this
time
show,
you mention these guys' names, I just get a little ill in my gut. Ted Cruz.
And politicians are despicable. I'm not saying this guy is likable in any way, shape, or form, but the fact that he is talking about Bitcoin on the Sean Hannity show, and he says, quote, "I think part of the reason we're seeing people go to Bitcoin is because we're on the verge of an inflation crisis, and Joe Biden has proposed $7 trillion in new spending." Remember, there's the spending that always happens,
right.
The trillions and whatever that is, and then now $7 trillion more on top.
Well, okay, so here's a thought. Maybe, just maybe, when you took the only limitation off of what banks could loan, because there was a limitation, you had to have one-tenth of what you were loaning. Oh, mind you, if you get that back, then you can loan 10 times that amount.
That's right.
But, it at least slowed it down. And your last president, Trump, took that off. He's the one that signed off on the CARES bill that, I mean, for all intents and purposes, literally turned us into communism in the sense of the government means of distribution of resources.
And the Republicans, like this guy, voted for it.
Yeah, that is what caused the big amount of inflation.
Right.
That was the big one.
But now he's blaming it on Biden, even though it was partly their fault, the Republicans and the Democrats.
If you're listening to the show and you're a Republican, you suck. If you're listening to the show and you're a Democrat, you also suck.
Well, I mean, people start somewhere, Captain. I mean, we were all something at some point, which we weren't now, and we've likely become what we are.
But I'm saying if that's what your current belief is,
if you hold a political position of power as a Democrat or a Republican, you suck.
Yeah, I wouldn't go out and just call everybody who's a Republican and a Democrat. I wouldn't just insult them for...
I'm not necessarily insulting them individually. I'm just saying that they're doing a poor job.
Okay, well, when you say you, and you say you suck,
of thinking,
individual.
Of thinking things through, and so they suck at that specific thing.
So you have to remember,
to clarify,
when you're listening to the radio, it's just you.
Yeah.
Right? We're in your head. If you get headphones on or whatever, you're listening in your truck or your car.
If you're a Republican, please realize that your party will never work.
That's a good way.
It will never do the things that you want it to do.
Well, and your party...
If you are a Democrat, please realize that your party will never do the things that you want it to do.
And the things that you think your party will or won't do used to be the opposite.
Yes, that's true.
And so your parties have nothing concrete to attach them to. So if somebody wanted to become a member of your party, they can't because you flip-flopped all over the place. There's no solid definition for either of your parties, and thus, you suck.
And even if they did have a solid definition like in their bylaws, we've already been through this. They don't have to follow their bylaws.
That's right. Look at what happened with the Ron Paul campaign more than once. So I would put it more as like you've been taken for a ride. You've been fooled.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's been fooled at some point in their lives. We've all, you know, found ourselves in a gullible place.
And what do you think when you get fooled? You're like, I suck. That's what I feel when I get fooled about something.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, if I get
it's true, but it's better when you come to the realization on your own rather than having some guy on the radio yelling at you. That's all.
I wasn't yelling.
I don't know if you're being persuasive. You know,
and
that's kind of what we should be doing is trying to persuade people away from the position that the next politician is going to save them.
I am being passionate about the subject, though.
No doubt.
I totally believe that parties are completely useless. The political system is completely useless.
Well, and I can promise you.
This world is like very, very soft, in my opinion, these days.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, every now and again, people need to be told that what they're doing sucks. Or that they themselves suck at doing this thing.
Yeah, and I promise you, the next politician will make it worse.
Yes. Always. They will also suck.
It doesn't matter that much you can say. I mean, we can say what you want, obviously, but...
I already have.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing that. Gives me a chance to look more reasonable.
It certainly does.
603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. So you've got people like, you know, Sean Hannity talking about Bitcoin now. Rush Limbaugh's dead, so he can't talk about it at this point. It doesn't get much bigger when it comes to political talk than Sean Hannity. Again, I don't agree with the guy, but at least, you know.
Last I checked, Tucker's still beating him as far as numbers.
Is that right?
Yeah, significantly.
Well, Tucker's not on the radio. I factor in radio broadcasts as well, and Hannity's probably one of the biggest on broadcast talk radio. But Tucker, doesn't he self-identify as a libertarian? That guy?
I don't know.
If he does, he sucks.
I've never watched him for more than a moment. I don't know nothing.
Honestly,
nothing about
him. As far as corporate media goes, he seems to be, at last I checked, like the only one occasionally allowed to say anything true ever. Which, you know, don't mind him. He's a wing nut. No one expects him to tell the truth. Why he's allowed to do it.
Wasn't the NSA recently caught spying on him?
Basically,
yeah, like,
caught.
Well, so someone from the NSA like let him know, hey, you're being spied on, and then read him one of his own emails.
Oh, interesting.
So now the NSA they deny. Well, what they said is we haven't targeted you, which is a nice, cute little thing. Where, well, sure, you haven't targeted me. However, you've targeted someone who's close enough to me that you can spy on everything I do.
Mm. Or we're just targeting everyone, and you're not special.
Yeah, there is that, too.
You just got told that we can watch your stuff. And, of course, they can watch you. I mean, Edward Snowden was revealing this almost a decade ago now at this point. It was 2013.
I was going to say that. Like, Edward Snowden told everybody that they're being spied on by the National Suck Agency.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that was more than, you know, almost, that was 8 years ago at this point. I mean, if you think the technology's gotten worse, you're wrong, because it's gotten better. Whatever it is that their tools were in 2013, they're probably better now.
And if you think they have less leeway to do these things, you're wrong.
No doubt. All right, so you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. Captain, you had a Bitcoin-related story. Bitcoin is all over the place these days, and it's not going to get less popular.
Not related to this story, but I saw, and I didn't bring it for show prep today, I saw something where Steve Wozniak, if you don't know who that
the
is.
The founder of Apple?
Co-founder of Microsoft, isn't it? Oh, him and Bill Gates
maybe
were the two. He came out, and I just saw the headline, but apparently he said something like, Bitcoin is a miracle technology.
That's a huge endorsement.
And accurate.
It is accurate. I'll say that. And when I read it, I was like, I've been saying that for a decade or more. So just to your point, Ian, about like more people saying things and talking about it.
He co-founded Apple.
Was it Apple? Okay. All right. So my bad. But
I mean, Steve Jobs, so the two
Steve Jobs, that's what it was, yeah. So, I mean, more people who are, you know, prominent in some field or whatever are coming around, it seems. To the power of the blockchain and, you know, Bitcoin and all that kind of stuff.
Including a power company.
There's a 123-year-old hydroelectric plant sees new life mining Bitcoin.
And we'll talk about it on the way. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. If you want to join the program, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. Live Saturday show continuing. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
And I want to say thank you to some of our Free Talk Live amplifiers. Mr. Spooner, supporting us for $5 a month. I don't know if you mentioned him last night. But it wasn't bolded, so I didn't know that you did. Bradley Hunt is a gold supporter, meaning he's doing $10 a month. So thank you, Bradley. Thank you, Mr. Spooner. Appreciate you guys being out there and helping amp the show. Advertise, market, and promote is what it stands for. It helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. Captain, you were just commenting off the air on the large number of stations we have in just Washington State alone. A lot of callers.
I'd love it, man.
Calling in. Participation, of course, is, you know, what really brings the station to the forefront when callers actually, you know, listeners become callers and then, you know, participate in the show. That's what puts stations on the radar for us. We've got 185 of them, but probably only like 20 of them have active, you know, callers. Most people just listen, which is fine.
Yeah, I bumped into some listener-only type peeps at the Fork Fest.
Oh, cool.
Somebody, I was like on my way to the John because I had to go. I've been accused of having an insane bladder that, you know, I don't have to go very often kind of a thing. But when I do, it's time to go. And so I'm, you know, motoring my way over towards the Johns, and I see this kid in the distance, and he's like, yeah, he's probably 25, or I say kid. You know, he's coming, like, making a beeline for me. I'm like, this is going to result in some sort of a thing, right? And he comes up, and he's like, you're Captain Kickass, aren't you? And I'm like, yes, I am. He's like, this is going to sound weird, but can I get a selfie? And I'm like, yes, you can. You know, so he apparently
you held
listener.
It for him. That's
well, and then I'm like, hey, I'm going to the John, but our tent's over there, and we're doing the show. Why don't you come and sit down and hang out with us? And he did. And good. Participated. So, you know, it was good. It was a great interaction.
It's a good thing. All right, let's go to your calls, your thoughts. We've got Jack. He's on the line listening in Washington. Or is it Washington? I'm sorry, Jack. I forgot to make the note.
Yeah, it's Washington.
All right. What's on your mind?
So was it Captain Kickass that kind of said, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, if you're a Republican or you're a Democrat and you lean that way, hear me out here, you know, you're kind of a, you know, not good. I was using the D word. But, you know, if you're a conservative, and I can't speak for liberals because I'm not a liberal, but I'm not a Republican. I'm conservative. So what I'm saying is when I hear that kind of stuff coming from you guys, which I respect, and I turned more into libertarian, realized I was, you know, it really is kind of a off-putting.
Well, and he did say,
if I may, I will clarify. What I said is, if you are a Republican, you suck. If you are a Democrat, you suck. That is specifically what I said.
Now, I am also a registered Republican.
Now, what do I mean by that, right? What do I mean by
suck
that?
Suck you.
Yeah,
what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean is I don't think, like, if you subscribe to the Republican Party, if you're an active member in the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, it doesn't matter which party, right? I'll even say it about the Libertarian Party. Like, I don't think you've really thought things through. I think that none of the parties matter. They don't really matter. Not only have the Republican and the Democrats specifically changed their definition over the course of time, they've completely flip-flopped 180 degrees over the course of time about what their defined beliefs are.
Well,
so when somebody who doesn't subscribe to either party goes, well, I wonder what these things are about, and they try to say, to self-identify with one or the other, they can't. There's no way for them to do so because these parties don't even identify themselves properly.
Voting for more conservative ideas and people. It's,
what does that mean? What does it mean to be a conservative?
I think that definition you should already know.
No, I'm asking you.
I'm asking you. What does it mean to you?
It's low taxes. It's, you know, we're talking about unemployment and these systems that are going on right now. I've been on unemployment for 2 years, guys. I worked my butt off for years, and I've been brought into this system. It's really weird. And so I can go get a job right now, but why would I?
Well, that doesn't sound very conservative to me.
Well, sounds socialist.
It shows you how it happens, though. It shows how they're doing it. Yeah. The boiling of the frog.
Yeah.
But I love you guys. I listen to you every single Saturday, and I appreciate it.
Is that all, though? I mean, is it just low taxes? Is that all it means to be a conservative?
No. It's you know, it's before, you know, I got in this position, it was working hard and earning your money and you know. But then you guys have swayed me a lot of ways when it comes to paying taxes and how those taxes are used. And this inflation conversation you guys had earlier, I think, was quite a bit, you know, quite a bit more complicated and, you know, awakening than you're usually going to hear. And that's why I love you guys. You know, I enjoy you guys a lot.
Jack, I appreciate the call, and thank you for the feedback here tonight. Thanks for making it. The number is 603-283-6160.
So it's an illustration of poor definitions mm-hmm. and definitions that don't stick. So,
well, I think it's worth pointing out that you didn't say if you're conservative, you suck. You right. didn't say if you're liberal, you
not.
Suck. You said you were referring to these political parties.
Correct.
Right. And, yeah, they suck. And the more energy you put into that, the more energy gets sucked out of you and the more power that they have to suck everything from us.
I'm oversimplifying, but, for example, if I'm a heavy metal guitar player, there are certain things I need to meet that definition. Number one, I need a guitar.
Mm.
Right? Number two, probably need a distortion pedal or some sort of effect to give me that heavy metal
yep.
sound. Right? Number three, I probably need to play really fast. Right? These are three things that I can look to say, oh, that guy is a heavy metal guitar player. Now, if you want to say, that guy is a Republican, what are the three top things you need to be a Republican? What are the three top things you need to be a Democrat?
It's hard to get an answer from people.
There's no clear definition of either of these things,
yeah.
and yet these two parties are the source of division and bickering amongst the American people that has gone on since well before I was even born.
Well, let's look at what he did say. He did say low taxes. He said hard working.
Which now, makes me ultra-conservative, because I'm a no-taxes guy.
Now, he's talking about the average person, I think, right? Because, you know, the politicians aren't hardworking.
Nope.
These people are lazy bums.
They barely work at all.
They're right. living off the largesse of actual hardworking people, mm-hmm. whether they be Republican or Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
The politicians aren't for low taxes because if the quote-unquote conservative politicians were actually for low taxes, then presumably they would do something about that. And when the Republican Party was in charge of the administrations over the last 20 years, because they were during the Bush administration, I believe they were again sometime when, during Trump or mm-hmm. something.
Oh, yeah, the
briefly.
First part of Trump, yeah. They had total power.
Did the taxes go down? Did spending go down, more importantly? Because the answer is no. The government got bigger and more oppressive than it ever has over both Republican and Democrat terms. So it's not like the Republicans just turned the ship of state around and made the government smaller. You know, that didn't happen. So, you know, what do they say to that? What do these conservatives say? Oh, well, none of the Republicans are conservative. Oh, no, he's a true conservative, but he's not, or there's not enough true conservatives.
He's a Republican in name only.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. And how many years have they been saying that stuff?
Right.
For decades.
Longer than I've
neocon.
Been alive.
How many years has there been neocon?
603-283-6160. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New COVID cases have been on the rise in nearly half of U.S. states as the Delta variant of the virus became the dominant strain in the nation earlier this week. The more transmissible strain accounts for more than 80% of infections in some areas. A rise in cases of nearly 11% from last week has some officials reacting, with Rhode Island extending its state of emergency. Governor Daniel McKee says the action was necessary, even though 77% of his state's adult residents have received at least one dose of vaccine. He tells CNN why he felt the need to extend the emergency declaration.
The pandemic is not over, and we need to make sure that we stay on on our guard. And so extending the emergency declaration, matching it up with the federal designation, made sense for Rhode Island.
So what will it do practically, though, in terms of isolation and quarantine for residents there? What does it mean on the practical level?
You're listening to USA Radio News. The wife of Haiti's assassinated president has made her first statement since being wounded in the attack that killed her husband. Martine Mossi denounced her husband's enemies from a Miami hospital where she's being treated for her injuries. But there are some doubts being raised about the assassination of Jovenel Mossi. Mike Fortier has more.
Haiti's government is saying over two dozen foreigners, mostly from Colombia, stormed the president's home near Port-au-Prince Wednesday and killed him in the middle of the night. But there are questions about that account. According to TheGuardian.com, a former senator in Haiti told a radio station yesterday the president was assassinated by his own guards, not Colombians. That could explain why none of the president's security guards were hurt in the attack that also injured the first lady. Also, a magazine in Colombia reports, based on an anonymous source, that those Colombians that traveled to Haiti were there to protect the president, not kill him. And a newspaper in Colombia cites a source that says the Colombians didn't arrive at the president's home until at least 90 minutes after the assassination. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And this is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. Open phones, as always. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Pecos Mountaineer.
The Lord Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
So you can bring up anything. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com.
Hang on before you go to the call. I just want to clarify, or actually in addition to what I've already said about the Republican parties and the Democratic parties, is that if you believe in either of those parties, you are in a cult which you don't recognize.
Mm.
Right. Now, we've talked before on Free Talk Live about the belief in government being a cult of its own.
Oh, yeah.
And within that cult are these two subcults.
Sure.
Called Republicans and Democrats.
Where they fool people into believing they're actually different.
Right. It's the divide and conquer thing. And what they're doing is they're saying, oh, you people with pitchforks need to hate the people with the torches, and you people with the torches need to hate the people with the pitchforks, when indeed the people who are doing you wrong are the people running the system.
The people selling the pitchforks and the torches.
Correct.
Well, and as Etienne Squared was quick to point out, that the another subcult is the shave-headed part of them that actually enforce all of this nonsense
on
you.
Yeah, the psychos. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Major Payne. He's on the line listening in Michigan to WZTK-FM in Alpena.
Major.
Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just for you, son.
All right.
I had an ex named Bonnie. And I know how you was feeling when you was locked up in that there cage. So bring back bring back my Bonnie to me.
She's not on tonight, though, so it's not the same.
Bring back my Bonnie to me.
I'm sure she's heard that one before, but...
I'm sure she has.
Yeah,
I insulted her one time. I called in, and I thought she was the captain's girlfriend.
No, it was nobody's, actually.
And I raised the hackles on the back of her neck, and so that was just my apology.
Well, thank you, Major Payne. I'll be sure that she knows that you called in tonight. So what else were you calling in about?
Well, I started... You guys have thrown out so many Frisbees, I don't know which a dog to catch. All right. Well, I called in originally about this child care payment, $3,500, $3,000 a year, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the same story of kings. They give with one and they take with the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is why the left-handed people have gotten a bad rep, because we seem to be they give with the right hand, but they take with the left. Well,
anything that they give, they have to have taken first.
Yeah, but the only ones that are in the right state of mind are the left-handed people.
Okay.
We run on different sides of our brains.
I'd
be curious to know how many of you folks there that mind this radio station are left-handed.
The left side of the brain controls the right side of the body, and the right side of the brain controls the left side of the body.
Right.
Therefore, left-handed people are the only people in their right minds.
Thanks for explaining that joke. I appreciate it.
I'm here for you. I'm here to make you look, what was it, more reasonable?
Or in this case, more clueless. Thanks, Major Payne. Appreciate it, man. Is anybody here left-handed?
I am not.
I'm not, but I would also point out that that is reverse true for your face.
Ooh, yes it is. I was, my birth parents split early, and I leant towards or leaned to use my left hand more. My birth mother was a left-handed person, and she started teaching me how to, like, hold things like a fork and a spoon and all that kind of thing. And then at some point I had to go live, you know, with my biological father, and he was having none of that. No son of mine's going to be a southpaw.
Really?
Associated with some sort of, you know, I don't know, demonic thing. They're religious people, so, you know. And so, like, I was prohibited
from... left hand is the hand of Satan.
From using my left hand. And so he taught me how to hold forks and write and, you know, like in school. And they were like, my son's a right-handed. You teach him the right hand. And, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Would you say it's sinister?
Yeah, no, sinister is literally the word for that hand.
Really?
Yeah, dexter and sinister. Yeah, referring normal in this context, people will be right-handed, so they are dexterous with their right hand, and the left hand, because it doesn't do what you tell it to, is sinister.
Sinister.
Yeah.
Mm. Who knew?
Yeah, and because of that, and some other things, there was a big association between the left hand and the devil.
Well,
and
witchcraft, too, like when the Salem witch hunts, if you were left-handed, Glenn Danzig has a song called Left Hand Black,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is just, you know, another version of sort of, you know, the left hand makes you evil or something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Oh, and it's your left shoulder you're supposed to toss the salt over in order to get it in the devil's eye, which is what that was about.
You've been tossing salt over the wrong shoulder.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's go to your calls. More of them. David on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, yeah, there's a new article on this state of New Mexico CPS or CYFD in New Mexico. Controversy, this is from abqjournal.com, ex-employee seek CYFD contract investigation 2 days ago, and the new stuff, and first of all, the reason that I bring this stuff is because for a decade, the powers that be in the state of New Mexico have poo-pooed my allegations of corruption in the state of New Mexico's children and family courts. And I'm just one individual, and they dismiss me, you know, because I'm just one parent that has got a, you know,
oh, yeah, and
problem.
Every single one of the judges and other bureaucrats who've gone down for corruption charges, they're just an isolated incident.
Right. And so whenever evidence presents that's not my case, but other people's cases that support my allegations, I throw it in their face.
Sure.
And so this is a good example of that, especially since, you know, child CPS, CYFD are synonymous with the Children and Family Courts, because CYFD, they don't do anything without a court order. So it's, they're hand in hand. And the latest on this is that two whistleblowers that were fired after they blew the whistle, which is a violation of law, and they've complained and they filed a lawsuit about under the Whistleblower Protection Act, and they've now additionally filed complaints with the Attorney General, Hector Balderas, in the state of New Mexico, and they have filed with the newly created New Mexico State Ethics Commission on ethical...
Well, that'll change everything. Finally, they've got an ethics commission.
Yeah.
I'm sure they won't investigate themselves and find them innocent of all wrongdoing like everyone else does.
I'm sure all problems will now be solved. So they've done that, and the state auditor, Brian Colon, is looking at it as well. And the new details, the new facts that are available is that the company that was awarded this essentially non-competitive contract, the state, like most states, has a process in place to make contracting the state more fair. And there were more than 20 different companies that were interested in this $45 million contract, but it was awarded to one without having to compete with those other.
Shocking. And who owns this company that it was awarded to?
Well, the person has a name, which is in the article here, but it turns out there's an allegation by the whistleblowers that Blalock, the head of the CYFD, who happens to be a lawyer, being from the Bay Area in California, having awarded this contract to someone that he claimed to be a friend or a friend of his wife, who also, this company is in California, so and that's who got the contract, so that you can see where the...
Surprise! That's a real shocker there. A politician awarding a big money contract to one of their friends and bypassing any kind of bidding.
Never heard of that before. This must be a new thing. I say with sarcasm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's never going to change.
Or maybe even snarcasm.
It doesn't matter who you elect. It's never going to change.
Or what party you belong to.
Yeah, until the end of the state. Until people finally get past this whole idea that this stuff is necessary. Thank you, David, for the call and the latest example of total corruption from top to bottom. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. They're coming.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. If you want to join us, you can here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can also join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive on our chat service. We've got a Matrix chat server, which I unfortunately have not yet gotten permission to go back on, so I'm not able to go and see how things are going there, but presumably it's still there because we run the thing, and I haven't heard that it's down, so therefore it must be continuing. So go to chat.freetalklive.com. You can actually create your own channels there if you want to. There's basically no moderation. I mean, we can moderate if we need to, but we've never really needed to.
Yeah.
So, because there's no corporate overlord sitting over us with an axe saying, if you don't do X, then we will, you know,
a free
hurt
speech
you.
Has to exist somewhere.
It's just the closest semblance of it, at least that you'll find, certainly more so than a lot of places.
But they might pull our corporate protection.
Which we don't need, because we run the server.
Oh,
and if the server company pulls us, we've got backups, and we can put it on another server. So go to chat.freetalklive.com. You can get started there. Captain, you were going to tell us about a power company that is changing their business a little bit.
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about, I know we mentioned Steve Wozniak, who said blockchain and the Bitcoin are a bit of a miracle technology. And this is evidenced by it not only bringing in new things, but changing old things. And so in the historic district of Mechanicville, New York, there's a 18.3-acre site that is considered one of the oldest renewable energy facilities in the world. The Mechanicville Hydroelectric Plant was built in 1897 by the Hudson River Power Transmission Company, and years ago the plant was almost shut down. The plant is now owned and operated by Albany Engineering Corp., AEC, and the company signed a deal with a company called National Grid in order to have continued access to cheap renewable energy. Jim Besha, AEC CEO, told local reporters that AEC is currently making 3 times more money than it would by selling electricity to National Grid, the multinational electricity and gas utility company. Quote, "We can actually make more money with Bitcoin than selling the electricity to National Grid."
3 times, you know.
3 times. The firm only makes 3 cents per kilowatt hour selling power to National Grid.
Damn.
Besha further said, "It is the best type of Bitcoin mining because we're using renewable energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got their investment, obviously, which they've probably already paid for by now since they've been around for however many years.
100.
Right?
Plus yeah. years.
So, I mean, they paid for that facility. Now it's just gravy, or in this case, coins, bitcoins.
And he says we're doing it on the side, experimenting with it. We're buying used servers. So reduce, reuse, recycle
wow.
is prominent with this particular implementation of Bitcoin mining. So all of this criticism about all the electricity that Bitcoin uses and that it's not renewable. It's like it's all about what you plug it into.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about how much it uses. It's about how you apply the tool to what you have available. And it seems to me that with this particular article, that it is giving a large benefit to something very old that was almost dead as of a couple of years ago. It was about to be shut down, and suddenly now they're making three times what they would have made, you know, had they, you know, just kept selling electricity to the grid.
Wow.
Well, and this isn't uncommon because, like, the biggest chunk of the biggest chunk of Bitcoin miners was a wasted dam in China. They had this great big hydroelectric dam that was serving a bunch of tiny little fishing villages, and it was just wasting all of the extra power because this is what happens when you centrally plan your use of resources. But you had people who, well, It was worth them taking the risk of getting government ire in order to take this extra electricity and mine bitcoins with it.
Yeah, and there was two bitcoin mining facilities about an hour east of Seattle in the mountains because of the same thing. There was some sort of a hydroelectric thing, and that made the electricity cheaper there than anywhere else in the state. And so these two companies set up mining facilities there. They're pretty large, you know, warehouse-sized things. I almost attempted to go work for them when I lived over there because I was like, well, I could kind of make that commute, you know, but then I ended up coming here. So
somebody apparently finally did the number crunching on the power consumption of Bitcoin as compared to the banking system, because I've always just said on the air how much is the banks, all of the banks in the world, every bank server's farm, every bank, you know, back office, every front office, every, you know, customer
every
service.
Every branch.
Every, you know, one of these
every
people
call
with a
center.
Computer in front of them and all the lights and, you know, everything that it takes to run the banks. And according to Medium.com, there's a post at Galaxy Digital Mining is the I guess the author here, and they looked at the annual energy consumption of Bitcoin, of the gold industry, and of the banking system, and they found that Bitcoin was just over 100 terawatt hours per year. Now, a terawatt, I had to look it up, that is one. What is it? What's after billion?
Trillion.
Trillion. Thank you. I was just trying to count the zeros here. It's a trillion watts. A trillion watt hours is a terawatt. So there's 100 of those for Bitcoin in a year. That sounds like a lot. But when you compare it to just the banking system, not any other business or all the other, you know, things that are going on in the world, the banking system, they say here, including card networks and ATMs and bank branches, which, by the way, are only a chunk of it, but just over 250 terawatt hours per year. So more than twice what the current costs of running the Bitcoin network and all the miners for the Bitcoin and everybody that's running full nodes. It's much more energy efficient than running the banking system. And you have the benefit of you own it.
Yep.
You have control over your money for the first time with Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. And I don't know if they're just looking at Bitcoin here or if all crypto, but I'm sure if you included all crypto, if they didn't already, it'd be a minor amount on top of that because Bitcoin is the bulk of the mining hours that are going on out there. Gold, by the way, cranked or is pretty high at close to 250. So banks more than gold, and gold more than Bitcoin.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Twice, this is one of the big objections.
Twice as expensive. So everyone
than,
out there,
more than twice
as expensive.
2.5 times almost.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone who's like, oh no, it's terrible for the planet to do the Bitcoin because of all the energy costs. Mm. Well, compared to what?
Right. They should be advocating to turn off the banks.
Yes.
And then you'd save a bunch of power.
There's a good, like, sort of a slogan for us. Turn off the banks.
I like
power
it.
Them down.
Because here's the other thing. Bitcoin, with its 100-plus terawatt hours also can service more people than the banks, because there's a ton of unbanked people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
There's more of them in other countries than there are in the United States, but I think it's like 7% of the U.S. population is completely unbanked.
Yeah.
So you're talking about, what you said, billions of people?
Yeah, there's literally billions of people who have access to the Internet but no access to banks.
Right. It's one of the things one of the guys who I still follow for Bitcoin stuff, Andreas Antonopoulos, talks about all the time is banking the unbanked. That, you know, Bitcoin's big win is going to be in cryptocurrency at large. Yeah. Going to be banking the unbanked. And if you think about it, too, from an infrastructure perspective, these countries that don't have infrastructure like we do here, we have ancient infrastructure, their infrastructure is going to be completely mobile. In other words, they're airlifting cell phone towers into remote places of jungles and deserts and stuff like that, and they're just plopping them down with some solar panels on them, and anybody with a smartphone... Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
You're on crypto faster than you can have an actual bank account, right? So these folks, these billions of unbanked people who are in these remote areas, they're going to have a smartphone and cryptocurrency before they're going to have banking infrastructure.
Yeah, for sure. You can look at places in Africa, for instance, where for, I don't know, it's probably been at least 20 years since they had a huge cell phone explosion over in, you know, Somalia and elsewhere in Africa, because there's no regulations. So cell phone towers can just go up anywhere somebody's willing to sell or rent the property for a tower.
Do you remember when they were using cell phone minutes for currency in those areas?
Yep.
So this is just the natural extension of that.
That's right.
Once they get more towers and, you know, more phones in people's hands, why Bitcoin is a natural.
It's a no-brainer, and it shouldn't be a surprise that you're seeing countries like Nigeria, for instance, being one of the top countries on the planet for Bitcoin acquisition.
Yeah,
and I do have to offer a quick retraction here. I thought earlier that they had banned gold in Weimar Germany. Apparently, like, the U.S. is the only one that did a gold grab, apparently, ever.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
As far as I can tell.
Russia must have done. I'm pretty sure.
But as far as banning the use of gold, no. Weimar Germany still allowed the use of gold, and it was a killer investment when the currency inflated itself to death.
Right.
I could swear they mentioned gold confiscation.
Well, don't swear on the radio, dude.
Anyway, if you want to join us tomorrow, you can, because we're done for tonight. Yes, that's right. The Soviets did go around and steal gold from the churches, at the very least.
There's stealing from the churches, stealing from the Czechs by the Nazis, but like a full-scale confiscation, just U.S.
We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.